This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A unanimous Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals backed Obama's 2012 executive order aiding the children of illegal immigrants, giving a potential preview of its action on his more recent order. National Treasury Employees Union says IRS budget cuts are keeping citizens from getting help on their taxes. The agency's full-time and seasonal staff fell from 108,460 in 2011 to 90,322 by February 2015, or a 16.7% cut. Gas prices this summer are expected to average $2.45 per gallon compared to $3.59 in 2014. 37% of non-working men, 25 to 54, say family responsibilities are a reason they are not working. Detention without trial has been reestablished in Malaysia. USA clarifies that it does not see Venezuela as a national security threat. 20 loggers in India were killed by police and forestry officials when they resisted orders to stop cutting rare and valuable sandalwood trees. 2013 UCLA Labor Center study found that workers in California collected only 42% of the back wages the state said they were owed from 2008 to 2011. Only 17% of workers who obtained a judgment against their employer saw any money at all during the three-year period. IRS funding levels are down to what they were in 1998 after taking inflation into account. Yet the number of tax filers has increased by 30 million. And there are many new legislative demands, including responsibility for administering the tax credits that subsidize millions of people under the Affordable Care Act. A network of new super PACs said that it had raised $31 million to support Senator Ted Cruz's presidential campaign, a sum that could upend expectations in a race for the Republican nomination and rewrite the political rulebook for outside spending. In Oklahoma, McDonald's is offering a free wholesome breakfast to students in 3rd through 8th grade, taking their state's standardized test in mid-April. According to the Australian Tax Office, 75 Australians made more than $1 million in 2011-2012 and paid zero tax, none. And they spent an average of $850,000 on aggressive tax avoidance, which they then got to claim as, you guessed it, a tax deduction. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.